This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited about our guest today, Peter Lasoski. He is the founder of Bot Nation. I met him last year. We've formed a relationship and talked many times. He knows some great people that I know. And in Anaheim last year, we met at a conference, and with the things that he's doing, they're revolutionary and are changing the direction that we're doing marketing and how we're communicating. So I had to have him on as a guest. Peter, welcome to our show today.
Thanks a lot, Derek. I really appreciate it. This is a good one because it's something that there's a new, big trend that's coming, and people need to know about it.
If the listeners want to check out our new bot, it's m.me/business leadership series, m.me/business leadership series, and you'll see how it walks you through. It even gives instructions for someone that does want to leave a review or does want to subscribe, and if they're not sure how to do that, it even takes them through how to do that. And then it also has sequencing where it might wait 5 days, 10 days, whatever that automation is, to offer the book after the free chapter and to do a follow-up. And so it's not that you're throwing it all at them at once. And it does it in a fun way. You know, sometimes there's fun answers and snarky responses. Would you like to, or no, I'm in a bad mood, right? And if you click on no, I'm in a bad mood, it might show a funny gift that pops up and gets you laughing. So it actually engages with you in the customer in a level that they're going to actually feel like they're having a fun conversation.
You know, that's so true. And that's just part of our, persona. I just like to do that, Derek, because, I think humor is one of the best things, done appropriately. But, Jerry Seinfeld once said that I think attention span is a misnomer, because if you can make them laugh, I believe attention span is infinite. And I agree with Jerry Seinfeld. I think if you get people laughing and they're interacting and they're like, oh, yeah, that's pretty funny, man, they'll come back. They remember those kinds of things, and that's why we do those in the bots. We have little things we sprinkle in here and there into different bots. It's like make people chuckle.
I love it. So I want to paint a broader stroke now, because what we're talking about is not just something that's in a box and you have to cram your business to fit in this box. It's basically, I remember you telling me that you can work with almost any API. You're limited by your imagination, and if you map the customer experience, chances are it can be built.
Here in our company at Bot Nation, we have a front-end agency. We also do verticals, which can have intelligence through APIs and also data integrations. We'll talk about that in a second. And then we're also a full-stack software application development company. There's going to be some changes, and there's some things we're bringing out in 2018. I know we've talked about a little bit, Derek, behind the scenes that, if we have anything to do with the internet, we're going to be changing kind of the way websites are and how you're interacting, and the future of using chatbots as what we call concierge bots. Think of like it's Carlton. But, going back to what you're saying is, there's a lot of different things you can do. One of the things, for example, you guys maybe have heard of Zapier tools or Zapier. I'm not sure how they pronounce it, but I can do whole data integrations. I can send data to Google Sheets, to email, to your CRM, Salesforce.com or Entreport. Through all these integrations, I can do a automatic live handshake to a live chat if someone's there. I can do a click to call. I can do geolocation. Here's an example of, where I talked about the conversation journey parallels the customer journey. We're developing a home services vertical bot. Now think about this, right? Because I used to have a large construction company, and I always wanted something like this. It's like I used to go in to do kitchen remodels. So let's say it's a remodeling contractor, and they're doing a $100,000 kitchen remodel. Well, guess what? That kitchen is down like 3 to 4 weeks. So you got to go out to eat, right? So what we said is, okay, the whole conversational journey is not about the kitchen remodel in the client's eyes. Not totally. It's about the experience. So guess what our bot's going to do? It's going to know by geolocation where they're at, and it's going to suggest several restaurants. It's like, well, since we know you have to go out to eat, here's 6 or 8 restaurants in your area that you could choose from for tonight. And by the way, here's some coupons that you could have to save yourself some money while you're doing it. Now, think about that. That opens up you're thinking conversational journey and customer experience, not chatbot, right? It changes everything.
Hey, if you're a small business owner and you need help working through some upper limit challenges, you need a board of personal advisors, you need help with your growth, go visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com.